on the line now. I have Anita McGill from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
You're going to do a follow-up on that from last week's carers' allowance. We're going to talk about carers' benefit this week. Is that correct?
Yes. So the carers' benefit slightly differs from the carers' allowance that we covered last week, as it is based on your PRSI contributions and therefore is not a means-tested payment. Carers' benefit is a payment made to insured people who leave their workforce to care for a person in need of full-time care and attention. You can get carers' benefit for a total period of 104 weeks for each person being cared for. This may be claimed as a single continuous period or in any number of separate periods up to a total of 104 weeks. However, if you claim carers' benefit for less than 6 consecutive weeks in any given period, you must wait for a further 6 weeks before you can claim carers' benefit to care for the same person again. So you may be eligible for carers benefit if you're age 16 or over, you have been employed for at least 8 weeks, whether consecutive or not, in the previous 26-week period. You must be in employment for a minimum of 16 hours per week or 32 hours per fortnight. You give up work in order to be a full-time carer. You are not living in a hospital, convalescent home, or other similar institution. However, you may continue to be regarded as providing full-time care and attention if you or the person being cared for is having medical or other treatment in a hospital or other institution for a period not longer than 13 weeks. You meet the PRSI contribution conditions. Only contributions of Class A, B, C, D, H and E are counted towards carer's benefit. Class S, self-employed contributions, do not count. The person that you are providing care for is so incapacitated as to require full-time care and attention and is not normally living in an institution. Medical certification is required unless the person is being cared for is a child who is getting domiciliary care allowance. The care of a child on domiciliary care allowance does not need to be the person who receives the allowance on the child's behalf. You must not take part in employment, self-employment, training or education courses outside a home for more than 18 and a half hours a week. This has been increased from 15 hours to 18 and a half hours in January 2020. Please note that your right to carer's leave from employment complements the carer's benefit scheme. Carer's leave allows you to leave your employment temporarily for up to 104 weeks to provide full-time care for people in need of full-time care and attention. The leave is unpaid, but people who take carer's leave have their jobs kept open for a duration of the leave. You do not have to be eligible for carer's benefit to get carer's leave, but you must have worked for your employer for 12 months without break in employment. Carer's benefit is a taxable source of income and should be advised to your local tax office. Carer's benefit's maximum weekly personal rate for someone who is caring for one person is €220. To apply, fill in application form for carer's benefit. This form is available from your local intro centre or social welfare branch office, or from the carer's benefit section. The Department of Social Protection recommends that you apply for carer's benefit 10 weeks before you leave employment. All parts of the form except part 4 and 10 should be completed by you, as part 4 should be completed, signed and stamped by your employer. Part 10 should be completed by the person receiving care from you, and his or her doctor should complete, sign and stamp the medical report. I would also like to mention carer support grant. This is an annual payment made to carers by Department of Social Protection. It was announced in Budget 2021 that the carer support grant will increase by €150 from 1,700 to 1,850 per year from June 2021. The grant is paid automatically to people getting carer's allowance, whether that's full rate or half rate, carer's benefit or domiciliary care allowance. It can also be paid to certain other carers. to qualify, you must be age 16 or over, ordinary residence in state, living with the person being cared for, or if not, be contactable quickly by direct system of communication. So, for example, cell phone or alarm. Caring for the person on full-time basis. Caring for the person for at least 6 months. And this period must include the first Thursday in June. During 6 months period, you cannot work more than 18 and a half hours per week outside the home. Get job seeker's allowance or job seeker's benefit. Sign on for credited contributions or live in a hospital, convalescent home or similar institution. If you're caring for more than one person, a grant is paid for each of them. If you don't get this grant automatically, you will need to fill in the care support grant application form and post to the care support grant section. In line with government guidance, citizens' information face-to-face service is not open at present. However, we are continuing to provide service via phone and email, and clients can still can contact us on 07-61-07-8190. That's 07-61-07-8190.
Okay, Anita, is that it? It's everything?
That's everything. That's CARES benefit and the CARES support grant. And as I mentioned before, the CARES allowance we covered last time. So yeah. These would be the main payments if you're providing care for somebody on a full-time basis.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much for that, Anita. And we'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week.